All right, check, check. What's up? So, Lyrical.
Yes,
first
sir.
And foremost, happy birthday.
Thank you.
How? Danny says happy birthday as well. How old are you?
26.
26. Wow. Any gray hairs yet?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes, one. Are you,
oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Pube?
Yes, finally got my first pube and it's gray.
Oh, I was totally gonna, man. We waited for you.
You know, I know, and I feel really fucking bad about
Not
making it.
It's okay. Don't feel, like, super bad. Feel, like, a little bad. But
I do feel bad.
Hey, don't feel super bad.
I won't. I won't.
You should hit the... There you go. Thank you.
Okay.
So,
So there's a story behind why I didn't make it.
Please, indulge us.
Sweet.
Indulge us.
Basically, I went and flowed the river for my birthday. That was my goal for a day. Took longer than expected, to say the least.
To say the least.
Had a little mishap with somebody in their car keys that delayed us when I got done. And then, out of the clear blue sky, I receive a text message from a girl that I once was very in love with.
Really? How long ago was this? Like recent?
6 years to the day.
Really?
I met her on my 20th birthday and we dated.
To the day.
Yes.
That's intense.
She's,
is that love?
You know, I did love her very much at one time.
Interesting.
Took a while to get over her.
I bet.
And so when she texted me saying she was in town from New Mexico where she lives, I had to go hang out with her.
Word. And how did that go?
We spent the evening together laughing and fondly speaking
now,
and remembering and chasing ghosts of lovers past.
Quoth the raven,
nevermore. In the
are you aware of a phrase? I believe it goes a little something like this. Bros before hoes. Now,
hey.
What that means is that you have your hoes, and then you have your bros. And what you need to do is put your bros before your hoes.
Well, that's all good and dandy at the bar, but sometimes in life when you have those serendipitous moments, you just gotta walk through the door.
I hear you. And then you, like, flip the coin into the jukebox. Dun 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 dun.
And you see, and you know what's even weirder?
Thank
get this,
you, Danny.
Even weirder. Okay, me and this girl have a thing with Van Morrison songs. We used to,
who's that?
This girl,
Jim Morrison.
Tonight. Van Morrison.
I'm not aware of
Brown Eyed Girl, Moon Dance,
Never
Crazy
heard of
Love. Used to do a lot of acid with Bob Dylan. Anyway,
oh, word.
He's
okay.
An oldies,
right.
A folk crooner.
If you will.
And back when I was 20, I had a CD of his, which I used to listen to all the time. And when we got together, we made sweet, passionate love to many of his songs.
Really?
Repeatedly.
Wow.
And on the way to pick her up, playing
she
on
died.
The radio, I oh. shit you not, was a Van Morrison song entitled Moon Dance, which is about hooking up with an ex-girlfriend.
Whoa. Whoa. Get
yes.
the fuck. Whoa.
Not even shitting you.
Whoa. Is this for real?
It's like out of a movie, huh?
Fucking A, dude.
Well, when life's that surreal, sometimes you just gotta
hey,
you gotta go with it.
When life is so real, you just gotta deal with it.
Go with the flow.
Right. The flow of
when life's
life.
Sucking your dick like that, you bust right in its mouth, dude. For real.
Thank you. So, any updates on the Papa Pill /
well,
Friday?
Maybe we'll save that for Friday, seeing how you, it's a late show and
okay.
I'm sure you've had a run-on show tonight.
Fucking A.
Long show?
No.
No?
Just over an hour. I'm so tired, dude. I'm fucking delirious right now, so... yeah, did you have anything else you wanted to mention? If people want to give you a birthday present, they could go to your MySpace page and
yes,
there's a
yes,
donate.
Yes, you can go and donate $5 or $10 to help me buy some beats for the new album.
Word.
Which is sure to not only cross genres, but reinvent them while I'm doing it.
We're going to reinvent the hip-hop wheel.
Yes.
If you will.
We're going to turn it from something good into something shitty.
If you will. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. So, anything else?
Sorry, listeners, for...
Totally effing us.
Effing the show, effing the birthday episode, which I'm sure many people were looking forward to.
Well, hey.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy
birthday. I may bite if you keep doing that.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, you punk ass motherfucker. Sean.
And now these two promised me a certain present.
Threesome Watch
2010.
When we last left our heroes, they were not doing shit.
At the League of Jam Hall.
All right, guys. Well, hey, thanks, man. I appreciate you going to be on Friday for sure.
Absolutely.
Hey.
And I mean it this time.
For show?
For show.
What's tomorrow?
Thursday.
Which is?
Rap Day.
Motherfuck.
All right.
All right. Well, yeah, we'll see you guys on Friday. Peace.
Peace.
All systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Today is Wednesday, July 28th, 2010.
And your name is Matt.
And your name is Danny. What's
fucking
up?
Fucking A, dude.
Thank you so much for being with us. Episode 380.
380.
Shit, yeah. Dude. Fuck yeah, suckers.
So are you excited for our second live audience show?
No, not yet. Episode 380, the Wednesday night show. Hump day. Happy birthday, Sean. For Sean's birthday, he got us a lie.
He can't say we didn't do anything for his birthday because we waited for his
fucking
ass forever.
He's like, I'm going to go float the river.
I want to do the show for my birthday. I want to be on the show for my birthday. And then
Papa Pill, Extra Deaf, whatever name you want to call him. He was going to come on the show and talk about his side of beating up the dumb dog kids, Filthy Rich and Friday. And I don't know what happened. We were like, yeah, we'll wait, you know, hurry up. And next thing you know, it's what, fucking 12:30 the morning? I have to work tomorrow.
Good thing you have
today.
Plenty of shit for me to catch up on and watch, dude.
I know. It was ridiculous. Like, what? I mean, I understand it's your birthday, so you get a pass for sure.
Yeah, he's probably
still,
pretty wasted or on something or messed up or having a good time, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. But
totally forget about your friends.
All you had to do was send a text message. And been like, yo.
Start it without me.
I'm not going to make it. And that's it. We wouldn't have waited anyway. Because,
dude,
if I'd have known he
wasn't going to be on, and if I'd have known Pill or Extra Def or whatever the fuck his name wasn't going to be on, I was going to bring Ashley on. Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if I had told her ahead of time, she would have been able to fucking come here and kick it and give us the lowdown on what's been going on over in the AZ and shit and all that good stuff. But no.
No.
Sean... Happy birthday, dick.
Happy birthday, dick fuck.
Way to fuck us over.
Way to be a dick.
I thought I was your friend, man. Are you breaking up with me?
You couldn't even send a text.
You won't even fucking come see me anymore.
You couldn't even send a text.
Oh, God, I feel like you just don't care. Why don't you love me anymore?
Anyway, 406-204-4687. Give us a call live. Say hey, what's up? TheJamHole.com/live is where you should be watching these at. You need a Ustream account to hang out in the chat room. Also, I need to mention, I wasn't aware of this, but...
What?
The more reviews you get on iTunes and ratings, the quicker you will be a featured podcast. And once you're a featured podcast, you're on the iTunes front page for podcasts, and you get a bunch of traffic.
Like, we pop up first when people are looking for shit.
Exactly. So, nice. I know a lot of you guys have barely... I don't even look at iTunes, really. It's a piece of shit. But,
well,
that
a lot
being
of people
said,
that travel a lot have iPods, and that's what they do. So, you have...
iTunes
have iTunes.
Is an amazing program.
but it's slow for and podcasts. A piece of shit, and it's a hog for everything and slows down everything.
So much for being featured anyway.
So much fucking time to update my iPod. Pisses me off.
Well, it's because I never use it. I use an app called Beyond Pod for the Android device, Windows mobile devices, whatever.
So when I update it, it's updating for like a fucking week.
I'll tell you something.
Shit.
This software is brilliant.
Yeah.
I don't have to touch it. You can schedule updates. So I use my phone. I have the Droid, and I use it as an alarm clock. You put it in the media dock, it turns into an alarm clock. Totally cool. Have Beyond Pod set at 6:30 a.m., it connects to the Wi-Fi, so I'm not burning through my 3G, you know, data. My Wi-Fi here is much faster. Checks all of the feeds, updates them, and when there's new episodes, it gets them, turns itself off, disconnects the Wi-Fi. Oh, is that your alarm? It's ready to go to work.
Now I understand why it's called Beyond Pod.
I know! It's so brilliant. Ever since I used that, I haven't touched iTunes.
So, just curious, can you get new podcasts and all that shit on the fly while you're out and about?
I can
stream
them.
Like, you're not
plugged
into your shit?
I can stream them if I need to, or I can just tell it to download.
And you don't have to be hooked to your program on the computer to do
nope.
it?
Nope. It's all self-contained. Huh. It's brilliant.
Maybe we should get some good reviews on that, since it's doing some awesome shit.
Well, I don't think that really gives a shit about us, honestly. They just made a cool app. And that's all. It uses the pure RSS feed, which
is
what we
have.
That's super
cool that you only have to use one fucking thing for everything.
I got my phone. I got my music player. I got my GPS. I got my fucking porn, if I need it. I got my remote control.
Sometimes
I'm laying in bed, and I want to hear some music to wake up. I fucking hop on the Wi-Fi, turn on Gmote, another great killer app.
Oh, that thing freaks me out,
dude.
Isn't
that fucking cool?
It scared me the first time you got it, dude.
Brilliant, dude. Brilliant.
We're sitting here on the couch, and we're just chilling, and then all of a sudden I see the computer fucking doing shit. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you can use it as a touchpad mouse and keyboard, which is awesome.
Yeah, I thought I was being haunted.
And you can stream music from your computer to the phone.
That's pretty fucking
awesome. And pretty soon,
awesome.
Movies also.
I think what really the first time happened is I was doing something, and I was sitting right here, and I knew that you weren't near the keyboard, or you weren't near the computers, or whatever, and then music popped on really loud. It scared the shit out of me. I'm like, what the fuck did I touch?
When the shit popped off.
Huh?
Where were you when the shit popped off?
Oh, I was here.
And Chris said, Matt, you know the GPS sucks. The GPS, I don't think it's the phone. I think it's the satellite coverage that we have up here. Because every third day or so, it seems like I get shit for fucking GPS lock.
Just the position of where the satellites are, probably.
The rest of the week, locks like no problem.
Well,
so,
this isn't
I don't
a big
know.
City, so you don't expect a bunch of satellites to be over it.
Yeah, yeah, I
all
mean,
the time.
You know, Jack Bauer's
using a
couple.
Who the fuck cares about Kalispell?
CTU, they got a couple. You know, sometimes we just don't have the resources.
Some total pervs hacking into them and zooming in on naked chicks or whatever.
So, yeah, happy birthday, Sean. And then,
you're like, what, 26 now?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah. And still totally single, so all you ladies out there.
Still totally living off his friends.
Yes.
Holla at your boy.
Someone needs some birthday sex. I hope he gets it.
Oh, I'm sure
he's
getting it.
Yeah, he's pretty good with the ladies.
And Chester says, the iPhone 4 is the one with the antenna around the whole thing, right? Yeah, it's the one that's called an iPhone, but it's really just an iComputer.
Yeah.
Don't touch it if you want to make calls. So, yeah, I wanted to mention real quick, August 14th. Now I have to look.
Oh, God.
So unprepared. August 14th or 18th is a show.
Which day?
It's a Saturday.
Saturday.
Here, I'll tell you right now. August 14th is when we will be playing at Distinct. Is a tattoo shop. Lately, they've been having a lot of metal bands, that kind of stuff. I'll put a link to it in the show notes at thejamhole.com, or if you check out the Facebook.
They want
to
switch it up, get some hip-hop in there?
Yeah, I think so.
So are
it's
you guys
called Bang Your Head and Shake Your Hips with God-Fearing Women and Friends. There's a group here. Actually, I'll put a link in the live chat for the live listeners. And if you're listening to the podcast, just peep the show notes. They're right there. Basically, the info, it's at the Grateful Head Shop, Distinct, 2458 Highway 93 South, Kalispell, Montana, of course. God-fearing women is headlining August 14th at the Grateful Head Shop with their reggae, funk, and Latin rock. And like I said before, we played with those guys at the Palace for Sean's sister's birthday, and
Chris
it was
wants
awesome.
To know if there's a cover charge to the door.
I'm not sure.
So
I will
they...
get there. Hold on. Also taking the stage will be thrash punk locals Dead Deer nice. Boy, Polson's original rock nice. Ambassador Skeeter Hawk, and starting off the evening, special guest MCs Lyrical and Matt Lee will bring some of that new school, old school rapper's delight.
I like how you're not, you don't fucking have a rapper name shit. Like,
if you have a rapper name, you're a faggot.
Can it's I so say much that? More real, in my that? Opinion. No, don't
my mom,
say that, but...
My mom gave me my rap name.
Some pretty cool some people sucker. Who have rapper names.
I mean, no, I know, I'm just fucking with you, but yeah.
Whatever, but
it's
yeah,
cool,
it's more real to
I'm
me.
Matt Lee.
It's cooler.
That's my name.
I think
don't
it's
wear it out.
Badass.
Come on.
But anyway, so are you guys actually getting paid for this gig?
Probably
or
not.
Probably not. You just
it says
fun.
There's something for everyone, plus cozy seating areas and body piercing. Ooh. The show is all ages, so if you're 21, please drink responsibly, a.k.a. discreetly. There is a $3 donation at the door, all of which goes to the bands. So I guess we do get paid.
Yeah. Well,
also,
if someone fucking wants to donate a shit ton, I will let you watch me get pierced somewhere. So.
Nice.
Totally
your,
down with
on
that.
On your clit.
No.
On your tits.
Maybe.
On your lips.
Never had my nipples pierced.
Or your hips.
Or my
See,
hips.
I'm just getting ready for the show. Also, Wagons West Media will be filming live concert footage for God-Fearing Women's first video for their single, Little Known Fact. Come and get in on our video and be immortalized. Hmm. So, pretty excited.
I'd like to go down there and check out their, you know, portfolios and stuff, because...
Yeah, I've never even been
yeah,
to that
Yeah, I've
shop
never
before,
been in there
but...
either, and they're pretty, they're fairly new, so...
Yeah, and
I wonder
it's cool,
if...
hey, we're actually playing at a place, and our name's on the flyer.
That's awesome.
How's
it's
the
not
fuck
spelled
about
wrong
that?
Or
no.
anything, or...
Well, on the flyer, it's M-A-T-T-L-E-E, but whatever.
But,
I'm not picky.
Yeah, I'm wondering, you know, who are the tattoo artists there and stuff?
I don't know.
If
I've
local,
never.
If from out of state, how good their work is, whatever.
I don't know. I've never been into that shop, so.
Maybe I can talk them into giving me some free ink if we advertise.
Hey,
you know?
Never knew.
Addicted to ink.
You never knew.
I like getting pierced. It's fun.
You
I like
never
putting holes
know.
In my head. My body.
Hey, Chester, did you. What's up with this Facebook picture of Mark and this girl named Amanda?
Ooh.
Huh? Here,
Does
I'll,
it look a little
I'll just go ahead and,
spicy?
Yeah. I don't mean to blow up your spot, but, you know, there it is.
I'm going to have to take a peek at this.
I actually went out on a date with that girl.
The girl that
That's
is in the
in
picture?
That Amanda, yeah.
Bad link, dude.
Huh? Oh, yeah, it might. No. Or, hold on. Hold on. Oh, no. Links are allowed, so, yeah, I don't know. Anyway.
I'm
yeah,
sure it's nothing, dude. Your brother actually loves her a lot.
Remember when you were like, oh, she's got a kid, and I was like, and her voice kind of reminds me of Rainy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's her. Anyway.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah. So.
Sorry, that didn't work out.
Nah, that's cool, whatever.
You don't need somebody with kids, man.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
She's really
cool. You don't
cool,
need to
though.
Try
she's nice.
Do that again.
September 25th.
Fucking
What's
second
up?
Annual live
What's
audience.
Up?
Jam hole
What's
show
up? What's up?
Party. We're gonna fucking do that.
What's up?
What's up, dude?
What's up? September 25th. What you know about that?
I've been getting the word out as
what
much
you
as I
know
possibly can.
About that. Chester says, I think I actually took that. She is really cool. No worries. She's not after Mark. That's cool. She's like, well, Matt's kind of a dick. Let's see what his younger brother is up to.
Right?
Anyway.
Oh, it looks just like
yeah.
him, but better.
September 25th, episode 404, not found.
Oh, is it 404?
Episode 4.
Did you find out?
Episode 404, not found in the 406.
What?
Does now, I'm gonna see who the first person in the chat to get that reference.
Well, I know
is.
What it...
What's 404?
Not found. Fucking when you can't find a fucking page and that's the thing that pops up. What?
Fuck yeah. That's what I'm talking about. What? Fuck yeah.
Come on, dude. I'm not... How long did I live here? How long did
True
I fucking
that.
Surf the
True
net
that.
Every day of
Shane
my fucking
says,
life?
Shane says 4chan? No.
No. 404 not found. The annoying page you get when your internet is down. Exactly. Or you're,
so
it's being
I was
gay.
Thinking it would be so cool to do the live show for episode 406.
Well, is it?
But I have no time to squeeze in two extra shows.
Yeah.
At all.
So it's going to be episode 404.
Right. In
well,
the
that's cool because then it's not found because it's not found on the fucking feed. You got to get it.
That's right. Oh.
Done. Done and done. They search for it. Episode 404. They're going to get the page 404. Not fucking found. You got to pay us, bitch. Fucking. You got to. You're not supposed to kiss me anymore.
Whoa.
Damn it.
You just blew my mind.
Ah.
Episode 404. Not found in the 406.
Well, yeah, dude. That's
September 25th, motherfucker.
That's pretty awesome. It's landed on 404.
Yeah.
We can name it.
I'm
not
totally
found.
Stoked.
That'd be so awesome.
So,
that's totally
the title. All the information is at thejamhole.com/forums on the events list there. If you're a member of our forums, definitely. If not, go sign up. It's free. It's a Ning-based account. So, if you have a Ning ID, you can use it with that. Or the Facebook group for the Jamhole. Which I would just like to reiterate is getting its asses completely fucking smoked by the Hotbox, which is two people away from 300. Just saying.
Bragging.
No, I'm just,
a bit.
Hey, be happy for me that one of my podcasts is just killing it in the short amount of time that's been up.
But it's not mine, damn it.
But this one is yours, and this
I'm
one's been around. And this one gets numbers way beyond what that one is.
I'm pretty proud of the Hotbox.
For now.
Though.
I did all right.
I'm pretty proud,
Sandy
dude.
Is awesome at
yeah,
that.
Dude.
I gave her a microphone. She rolls, dude.
I am proud of what she's
so
doing.
I was so stoked about how she's working with that.
Yeah, she finally found her voice.
Exactly, and I was thinking...
That's a hard thing to do in the
for
beginning,
sure.
And she found it pretty quick.
I've been rapping for 10 years. I still ain't found my voice.
Yeah, I know. Wait,
come
no.
on.
But no, dude, I'm super proud of what she's doing. What she's doing
yeah,
is
absolutely.
Awesome. She's getting the word
it.
Out.
I couldn't do it without her. Like,
she puts
this is,
all of her fucking time and effort into this shit, dude.
That's
you
what...
Know?
If I didn't have a day job or if my day job was selling weed, like, I would have so much more effort and shit put into this.
And the reason why it's going so good is because she's so fucking passionate about it, dude. Like, I bet you she could get off talking about weed.
Chester says... I'm proud of this one, mainly. I saw it start from a baby seed.
Mm.
That's right.
And I've been doing it for quite a while, so yeah, this is kind of like my baby.
Yeah, for sure. And if there wasn't
we're divorced,
a jam hole...
But you know what? We have to share custody.
Yeah, that's fine.
I get to visit 3 days a week. You know, gotta be here, gotta
it's
take care
good.
Of my kid.
It's all
shit.
Good, and every
I
other
weekend.
I
gotta watch him grow up.
You can have him on Christmas.
I'm gonna take him on
Thanksgiving. Are you?
I'm gonna go hang out with Santa Claus and shit.
Oh, word.
Yeah.
So, September 25th. Get your tickets. Get booked. Get RSVP'd. It's gonna be an amazing time. Anna's Italian Grill, where it was last time. If you want to see what you're in for, thejamhole.com/250. That was for
lips.
That was our first live audience show,
which went extremely well. I think
it was episode 250, and you can see the trailer for free, or you can pay $5, and you can purchase the video, which all proceeds go to help support the show. Of course,
you guys got to come. Seriously, it's going to be badass again.
Absolutely,
we're totally in tight with the owners. They have amazing food.
Amazing food. We'll be there partying till like 4 a.m. again. Red Fox is coming. From sporkroast.com.
Yeah.
That
I can't
our,
wait to
our
meet
friend
that
from Milwaukee. I can't wait to get him blazed as fuck and video him.
You know who
that.
I want to meet?
Who's that?
Josh from Big Mouth.
Yeah,
I wish he would come down.
That would be cool, but yeah, I don't see that happening at the Mo.
Right.
If you know what I mean.
Maybe when it comes down to it, he might come out.
Yeah.
I doubt it, but
out of the closet,
it.
You mean?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
We all know.
I wouldn't count on that.
We all know
ever.
He's gay. Anyway, but
well,
yeah, no, dude. We're, dude,
you'd
fucking,
be blind not to. I mean, am I right or am I right? Come on.
Anyway, fucking dude, this is going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome again. We had an awesome turnout last time.
That's right, and this time, my dick, A-okay.
Yeah,
so
you're not
even
fucking
about
bleeding and
don't
shit.
Even worry.
I don't have to, like, stop you and pin you down and wrap it up so it doesn't leak all over your leg. Or it doesn't look like you're having a period. But,
I did. I totally had my period.
Yeah, you
September
totally
25th.
Did. I helped you plug that shit up. I got a makeshift tampon for you. And
then proceeded to make the fucking fun out of me.
Yeah, well.
Hey, it happens.
If I didn't love you,
and then,
I
hey,
wouldn't
I
make
went,
fun of you.
I went up on stage in front of 60-something people and was like, look at my dick. It's F.
I mean, come on, dude. You know. If I didn't love you, I wouldn't make fun of you. So that's just how it is. I gotta give you shit.
Oh, can I mention something real quick?
What?
Remember Keith and the girl?
Yeah.
You know how they broke up and stuff?
Yeah.
You know what Keith is dating now?
What?
Do the words long distance relationship mean anything to you?
God.
The bitch lives in fucking Ireland, dude. Are you what are you doing? Oh my god.
That never works, man. No. I've tried that and it doesn't fucking work.
She's gonna come up and hang out for a week and it's gonna be the most amazing week of your life, and at the end of that week she's gonna break your fucking heart.
Dude, the last long distance relationship I was in, it was right before you.
That was
the last relationship I was in. He was in Missoula and I was here, and I would drive there on my weekends.
Okay, we're talking 120 miles compared to like 120,000 miles.
Well, though, dude, like, you know, I only saw him like 2 days out of the week, if that, and we ended up breaking up.
That fucking sucks.
We broke up because he knocked up his ex-girlfriend while he was with me. So you can't shut up. Yeah, they have a
while
kid
he was
together.
What does she have that you don't?
His name is Brody.
A dick?
I have no idea, dude.
She might have a dick.
It's just,
he might be into that.
It was that girl, you know, that girl for him.
Oh, right, the one that got away.
The one he always
She got away, but I gave her some lovely partying gifts. A brand
new. I kind of understand, though, because we weren't, you know, there to, like, hang out all the time and shit. Kid probably got lonely and wanted to fucking do whatever.
Well, that happens. I can understand that.
I was kind of sad for like a while.
It just, I don't know. I just wanted to mention that. I mean, I, you know, all the best of luck to both of you. But I thought that was funny that he gets out of this.
As long as
they
keep doing the show and keep it going and stuff, that's cool. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, no, for sure. Whatever. But it's funny that he got out of like this, you know, awesomely serious relationship and then jumps into something with a chick that don't even live here. Like, that's classic internet move. Oh, but we have web chat. We can jerk each other off while we're watching the other person jerk each other off. That's so stupid. Go have sex with a real girl. Hey, I know it's been a while, Keith, but just try it.
It's silly to me, dude.
It's just silly to me.
It never fucking works.
It's all in
works.
Good
it's
fun.
It's not going to work unless she ends up falling head over heels for you and moves to
you. Yeah, that'll
or
happen.
Or whatever.
It's all in good fun.
Because Keith can't move because he does a show. He's not allowed.
And hey.
Actually, I really don't give a shit.
At least I'm not the only one fucking groupies, huh?
Yeah, I guess.
Holla if you hear me.
Yeah, yeah.
All the best,
what else
though?
Are groupies good for, you know?
That's
fucking
about it.
Dude, you get single, you start there, I guess.
Hey, just cast the line. See what happens.
Or, you know, you can go out like a normal person and meet someone that doesn't know you, which is kind of nice.
That's kind of weird.
No,
it's a weird
cool
concept. Meet someone you don't know.
I mean, how cool was it when we first met each other and I didn't know you did the show?
Oh, I was delivering food the rest of that night with a raging boner.
Well,
not gonna lie.
I guess the show wasn't too big at that time for me to be like, oh my god, you're Matt from the Jam Hole. Yay, cool.
This show's huge, come on.
But it's kinda cool when you meet somebody and they don't know that, and so they they're not like all over your nuts because of who you are and what you do. You know what I mean? They're not just like, I'm totally fucking Matt or Danny from the Jam Hole.
Right,
oh my god.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, look at my tits.
Yeah, fucking, that's who I'm screwing. Woo, woo, whatever. You know, they're not like doing it because they think they're going to get something out of it type of deal.
They're doing it because we've talked about sex a lot and about how awesome we both are at it. So anyone that hears that is like, I want my mind fucking blown. And then, fuck, that weed is good. And then, you know, minds get blown.
I play hard to get.
Dicks
so.
Get blown, hopefully. And, that's how it goes.
Hey,
so
I am pretty mind-blowing.
September 25th. It's a Saturday. I was informed, that's my bad, at the on the event thing in the message I sent out. I said the hotel connected to Anna's Italian Grill is the Roadway Inn.
Yeah.
Because last year it was the Roadway Inn. Apparently, it is no longer the Roadway Inn. It is now
something else.
Something else. I totally didn't write it. Oh, the Comfort Inn.
Oh, well, so, Comfort Inn's way. Actually, Comfort Inn is actually pretty nice.
That place must have been built on an Indian burial ground because.
Oh, Dick's waiting to meet me.
Nice.
Yeah, I'd probably. I'm a freak. I scare a lot of people.
Everything. But that place has gone through hotel names so many times. Like, it was, when I moved here, it was like the Red Lion, and then it was like something else, and then it was something else, and then it was something else, and then it was the Roadway, and then it was a Cavanaugh's, or no, West Coast hotels, and
it's
then it
been
was
a lot of things.
It's
we'll
been
put it
retarded,
that way.
Retardedly. What the fuck are you doing? So, September 25th, write that shit down. Come party with
fuck
us.
Fuck yeah. Come
Saturday.
Meet me,
and
dick.
Check
come
this shit
me.
Out. If you come up, like, what Red Fox is doing, he's going to come up the Saturday prior to, which just so happens to be the Roach Market.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Who wants to come party at the Roach
I
Market?
Do.
Fucking A.
Fucking A.
Hotboxpodcast.com/Roach Market. There's a sign-up sheet if you want a table. Or booth or whatever. And then, yeah, all the info's on there. The time, the date. It's basically, I went with the who, what, where, when, how, why formula.
Nice.
I find that works well.
Yeah, that works pretty good last time.
Why? Because I fucking said so.
Because
don't
we're
ask,
fucking...
Why are you asking so many
because
questions?
Because I'm Danny and he's Matt. That's why.
That's why.
Don't you know who
that's
the fuck
all?
We are? Come
who
on.
The
you
fuck
want to meet
this
us.
This is...
Dick says I would travel across the world to meet you.
Yeah,
wow.
Well, put your money where your dick is.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's kind of flattering. Am I that awesome?
I'm going to say yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, you were pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah. Well, you got to be a certain kind of dude to be able to handle this shit, so.
That is true.
You can't be a little sissy.
You can't
when
be
I tell
rolling
you to
in
choke
here.
Me and pull my hair like you have a pair.
Yeah, that's right. You got to, like, smack this bitch around something fierce. But anyway, you have to.
No
pain,
no gain.
I'm telling you. Fucking A.
Look at me. Come on. I love pain.
I'm like
do it right.
Knocking her head off the fucking bedpost that we don't have.
I'm stronger than I look.
She is, except emotionally.
Right.
Chester says, what if this dick is the podcast killer? Mm. She says, didn't you guys watch the Craigslist killer? Yeah, we made a bunch of fun of it.
Oh, that's cool, dude. I'm sure I'll have plenty of people there with me. I'm not going to meet anybody all alone and shit that I don't know.
Ooh, ooh. But anyway,
I'm
yeah.
I'm sure even though we're not together, you'd probably stick up for me.
Oh, I'll whoop his fucking ass.
All right, sounds good.
September 18th, also a Saturday, the weekend before 404 and the 406, not found. $25 a table. There's a registration form online, or you can go into one of the many fine medical marijuana dispensaries located in the beautiful Flathead Valley. I'll tell you what, we have the best weed. I would put our weed up against anything grown in Amsterdam right now.
We do come out with some dank weed, and I don't even
fuck,
smoke the shit,
dude.
But God, it smells so mind-blowing.
Dude.
And if I'm just sitting next to you and Sean are toking up like crazy, I get a nice little buzz.
Open that and look at it. Mind-blowing, dude.
Podcast Ruh. Listeners, I'm totally opening a jar of
smell
Matt's
it.
Green and
how's your
it.
Olfactory senses doing? I know! Somebody I know grew that! Isn't that awesome?
Fucking wow, dude.
Fucking not World of Warcraft.
I don't smoke it, but dude, I have such an appreciation
it's
for
so
it. It's
good,
such a
dude.
Beautiful plant, and it takes talent
that's
to make
right.
it that
yeah.
good.
Yeah, dude.
You have to be good at
I mean,
what
it's a
you
weed.
Do to do that.
It's a weed, but...
Yeah, but...
If you want it good and not looking like a weed... Like, that's, you gotta put some time in for sure.
Dude,
but
yeah,
wrapping this up, it's $25 a table. Also, we're looking for people that want to speak on a discussion panel. We're doing two panels, one for law, legislation, etc. The other one for growing. Grow tips, grow anything grow related. Electrical. So they're gonna write down topics, or if you guys have any topics, email info@hotboxpodcast.com or thejamhole.com.
I wonder
all
if
goes the same place.
I don't know if it's a good idea or not, but what do you guys think about having somebody's point of view who doesn't smoke pot but still fucking
sure.
thinks it's an amazing idea?
Shit, fuck yes, do it.
I think it's a good idea because it shows people that don't smoke pot that it is okay to not
yeah.
smoke pot and still appreciate it and be happy for what it's doing for a lot of people.
Pot, dude, this industry, we talked about this on the last Hotbox episode, but the what it's gonna do and how massive it's going to get, and I'm not just talking medically, recreationally, I'm talking like the plant as a whole, dude. You can make so much shit out of hemp. It's mind-blowing, for real. So,
yeah, dude.
It's going to do great things. Once everyone sees in November that California legalized it and Arnold's,
the fucking governor's like rolling around making it rain on like every female he sees because he just has money. That's how we're rolling these days in the CA, you know?
It needs to pass federally and legal through the federal government.
So that way people can quit using that as a fucking cop-out?
Right, well, no, because...
Well, because it's federally.
I'm sure there's a lot of people that are business owners and deal more with the federal than they do with the state, and it might be legal in their state, but they're afraid to fucking do anything to be on that list just in case federal decides that it's illegal, and then all of a sudden they're on this shit list and looked at like fucking... like they're fucking scum of the earth or whatever. I'm sure a company would be looked at fucking
looking
differently
at us like we did something to earn our fucking 5 to 10 jail sentence.
Right. Yeah. No, it's
fuck that.
Stupid. So, yeah, I'm sure a lot of people are hurting because, you know, they work for the federal rather than state, and they still can't do it because it's still not legal through federal.
Dude, bro. Dude. Like, it's... Dude, bro.
Fucking bro. Dude, bro.
Broseph.
Broham.
Brosephina.
Bro.
Bro Hamlet.
Bro Hampshire.
Brompton. Anyway, so yeah, come hang out for those. Also, we're still having that contest. Still looking for the logo redesign. We're gonna throw in a Keef box on top of the awesome glass pipe. Hotboxpodcast.com/contest. I'm sorry, that's the last I'll mention of that.
So giving.
So yeah, and I'm gonna make, you know, a new poster and all that for the Jam Hole show. If you're on Facebook, RSVP. And then go to invite more and just fucking everybody. I don't give a fuck if they know what the fuck a podcast is. Everybody gets invited.
Get
to this shit.
The word
it's
out.
A free show. Come hang out. Drinks. Got to pay for. Obviously.
Obviously.
Weed. We'll see what we can do. Make sure you got your cards legally.
Right.
Obviously. Food. It's all good.
Yeah.
So.
And we don't have to shut it down at 2 a.m, which is amazing.
We can stay all night.
Because we fucking rock the house.
The cat box all night.
Yeah. It's really awesome knowing people that own a fucking restaurant.
Oh, fucking A. And
so
to
nice.
Be like really good friends with them.
Yeah.
I was
no
their
shit.
Neighbor once. That's right.
And I know if I really need it, I can go there and eat free food or, you know, go there and be like, hey, I need to work a couple days a week.
Yeah,
give me
exactly.
a job. And they'll totally help me out. So.
It's family.
It's really cool.
It's
yeah.
a fam.
Yeah.
For sure.
Keep it in the family.
Keep it in the family.
All in the family.
As long as it's not sex.
So right.
Keep that out of the family.
Unless they're not actually family.
Right.
Right.
Then you can put it back
but
in.
Then it's weird.
Put it back in the family.
Anyway.
Keep an eye out for all those and, you know, remember the date. It's going to be an amazing time.
So I don't see you, but 3 days a week. How is everything going?
Busy.
How is life?
As fuck.
Yeah?
Oh my God.
You've been
dude.
Working on a bunch of rap and stuff.
I
with
know.
Sean.
I got that
You've been
song.
Fucking doing
that's
the
done.
Hot box twice a week.
Fucking A.
You're hanging
and
out
it's
with
not
this
even,
chick.
It's not even just the hot box twice a week. It's on Saturdays. I get up in the morning and I go eat breakfast and then I go meet Sandy up at the clinic and I, you know, just work there and I get time to work on, you know, site stuff and all that. And then we get done there, close up, head back to the place, and do the podcast.
Yeah.
It's like a job, for sure.
So,
but
yeah.
just, I don't know,
so,
man.
Yeah,
because
every time I see you...
Mountain
you're
biking, still. Mountain biking through town here and there.
Usually when I come over to do the show, you're just finishing up show notes for the
yep,
previous show.
Still doing that.
And I'm like, dude, you're normally on that shit. I'm like, you must be running yourself ragged. And you're like, dude, I'm up way late. Doing all this shit, you're like, I've got so much to do and like no time. I kind of feel a little bad for you, man. It looks like you got a lot of shit on your plate.
I am running ragged.
I'm kind of running myself ragged too, but for totally different reasons. So, but yeah, I'm doing.
How's
right.
job search 2010? Hey, do you want to mention about your?
I can. Yeah.
Uncle.
Yeah.
So. Some shit's been going down
yeah.
with the unk.
Yeah, this is why I haven't been looking for a job.
He may not be at the 404, lost in the 406.
Maybe not. I hope so.
He might not be. So what happened?
Basically, dude, I've been staying my ass in town for like the last 2 weeks just so I can be there for my uncle if anything happens because he's just not there, dude. He's like losing it and shit. And I didn't know why. And whatever, and I fucking took him to the hospital Monday night after the show, and they admitted him at like 2 something in the morning, And the next day on Tuesday, dude, they're like, oh, you know, he'll be able to be released tomorrow. And I'm like, look at him. I'm like, are you not seeing what I'm fucking seeing?
He's dying. Please help.
He's calling me by his daughter's name.
Yeah, that's, he doesn't know
what's going on, where he's at, whatever. I'm like, he's totally not fucking lucid. He's fucking, I mean, he's still Wayne. Like, the nurse fucking asked him, she's like, can you go pee for me? And he's like, you mean I get to show my fucking dick to a pretty nurse?
Of course.
Yeah, I could pee for you, whatever. He's like, as long as you hold it.
Pee on you, in you, over the top of
you. He even asked her to hold it. I'm like, get some, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Doctor said
that's
I'm
my
not.
Uncle.
Doctor said I'm not allowed to lift anything more than 10 pounds, so I'm gonna need you to hold this for me.
Yeah, that's my fucking family.
It's so funny though. He's got a nice heart, and he's, you know, he means well. He's just an old perv, you know.
Yeah, so he's still kind of there, but he doesn't, you know, he doesn't have his wits about him type of deal. He's still my perverted old uncle and shit, and jokes around and shit. But he's like slurring his words. It looks like he had a stroke for the last few days.
He's
like
literally,
he's been going through mini strokes, and that's why I originally took him to the hospital, because I've never seen him like this since he had a stroke. And his, you know, fucking, you know, his motor skills are off, he's out of energy.
He's literally dying before your eyes, basically.
My grandfather actually went through this, and so it's
so what is it? What's the diagnosis?
Well, I found out today that they gave him a CT scan, because they did a CAT scan first on his head and made sure nothing was wrong with that.
Brain's still in there?
Yeah, he's not retarded or has Downey's like I assumed.
Right.
Because, you know.
You remember the Downey bear?
Mm-hmm.
Snuggable soft or whatever the fuck you used to say?
Yeah.
Awesome.
It was so great. But anyway.
You're welcome for that.
Yeah, his head, his brain and everything was fine. There's no swelling. There's no anything weird going on with his brain. Because they were worried about that because he had fallen or whatever and had a slight concussion.
Oh, hey, hold on. Real quick. Shane says, I just went through many strokes. Ah!
Fat, fat, fat.
Bah, wanky wank.
Playing the skin flute. Anyway, so yeah, they thought it might have something to do with his concussion or whatever. And I thought he was like, you know, taking too much medication or something, and when I started staying there and, you know, watching him and shit, I was regulating his medication.
Like popping oxys or Dilaudids or
Well, he gets prescribed
pain.
A lot of shit.
Okay.
So sometimes, you know.
Do you think he's trying to kill himself? Like,
no.
Is he done or is
no.
he still
no.
he's still okay? And
he's still
okay.
Dude, my uncle fucking wants to live.
Yeah.
Come on. He hasn't showed me any signs that he wants to give up.
Right.
But, you know,
always
I was
gotta
there.
Rule it out.
I was there regulating his meds and shit. And even though he's like, hey, give me an extra one of these, I'm like, no, fuck you. You can't have it. Not until you can prove to me that you're cool. You know? And, like, he's fallen down 4 or 5 times in the last week and a half or so. And I've been there for
now,
all but one time and had to pick him up.
Let's make this clear. When you say falling down, this man is like 6'5"? He's a big dude.
6'7.5".
And like 380 pounds. Like, he's a big motherfucker. So when he falls, you yell timber and
move the fuck out of the way.
Yeah, exactly.
Do not try to catch this man.
Yeah, for real.
I'm 140.
You'll blow your O-ring out, if you know what I mean.
For sure.
So he's taking some spills here and there, huh?
Yeah, dude. And, you know, he fell the first time he was admitted to the hospital on like the 18th or 19th. And he had fallen, hit his head on the TV, dislocated his shoulder, and bruised his hip socket really bad. Well, they sent him home that night and stuff, and I thought that he was falling and being all out of energy and stuff because he wasn't giving his leg time to heal.
Right.
You know, so I thought his leg was just weak and he was still falling from that. But there's no excuse for him to be all fucking whacked out, slurring his words
and
all that shit. So I stayed there.
That's
I made sure everything was okay. I regulated his meds. I picked him up off the floor when he fucking fell, and that's a lot for me.
Fucking A. That's a full-time job.
I'm a fucking...
Dude.
I'm a $1.40 picking up this man.
Right. Did you make, like, a lever pulley system? Like
no.
a Rube Goldberg
I just
machine?
Get down and get under his shoulder and fucking 1, 2, 3.
The old college
try. Again. I'm pretty fucking strong.
Yeah, there goes the O-ring.
But anyway...
I have crap in my pants now.
You know, whatever, I've been there helping him and all that stuff, and I don't trust him to be by himself anymore, and he's not fucking feeding himself, he's not fucking eating anything or doing whatever, so I need to be there to make sure he's okay.
Right.
He's my family. No matter what the fuck happens, now, I'm going to be there for him.
Where he has... He has immediate family, yeah. Let's say. Where are they?
They're not immediate right now. They're not in an immediate area. They're, you know, the rest of our family is still down in Florida, and...
Because this almost sounds like something that a man's daughter or son would do. Perhaps, maybe not his brother's daughter.
Well,
because you're going to do it with him, and then when your dad goes through it, you're going to have to do it all over again. And that's going to fucking suck. And, you know, if you have a daughter or a son, now is the time to, you know...
Thankfully, my dad and my mom are in awesome shape and can take care of themselves. And so I can be there for my uncle, you know. And his daughter loves him to death and wants to be there for him. But she has three kids of her own, is trying to put herself through college to go and get her LPN and shit. And I honestly don't
blame
her. Is
this the one you're not supposed to be talking about?
Right, yes. I'm not supposed to talk about her.
Sorry.
I'm not going to say anything bad about anybody.
That's right.
You know.
Can I mention something real quick?
What?
Do you remember a while ago we were talking about how
don't say that, please.
For real?
For real.
Because I totally...
I'd really rather not.
I made a prediction.
I'd really rather not.
Okay.
We'll just say that your prediction came true. Thank you.
Okay. So if you want to just go back and listen to that and figure out what my prediction was.
But anyway, so yeah, she wants to be here and stuff, and she's actually looking into getting a plane ticket to come up and visit this next month, which would be really cool.
Is her husband coming with her, perhaps?
I don't think so.
No?
I doubt it.
He just doesn't like flying, or he's...
Probably
he's
not
got
too
work, huh?
He's probably got hemisphere.
He's probably got work, right?
Probably.
He's got, you know...
Probably has to do something.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude.
Hmm.
But it's going to be my aunt that's probably paying for the plane ticket, so I'm sure she's not going to want to pay for an extra fucking plane ticket. The less,
yeah,
the better.
Yeah, well, fuck that.
Whatever. But, yeah, so they're going to come up here and try and visit Wayne and all that good stuff, and that's awesome. Whatever.
That is awesome.
If she could be here, that would be great. If she can't, whatever. I'm here. I can do it. I don't have any kids. I'm not...
True that.
I'm able to do it.
Right.
So, and he was
no
there for
kids.
Me my whole life and stuff, so I'm just returning the favor.
No kids, no job. I'll do it.
Right. And so, yet today, I found out that they did a CT scan, and they found out that he has massive multiple blood clots in his lungs.
Whoa.
And they are life-threatening.
No shit.
And they've got him on...
Like, how many is multiple? Talking like more than...
Like, take a handful of paint and throw it at a picture of lungs.
Oh, wow.
Like, splattered.
So... And
big ones, small ones, specks, so all over the place.
So because of the lack of oxygen...
That's what's fucking getting
to the brain. His brain's just kind of...
Yeah.
Getting by.
Yeah. And
that sucks, man.
They're doing what they can right now. They're, you know, they put him on blood thinners and this clot buster stuff, and it's going to be a little while before he gets out of the hospital, and I hope everything works out and stuff. And
I'm
talking
sure
to
will.
His doctor and
hey,
trying to get...
Have you been praying? We need to start praying.
Oh, yeah, dude.
To
that non-existent asshole of a guy.
Whoa! If he dies, that's on you.
Yeah, whatever he believes in is fine with me. Whatever. Maybe he'll go to heaven. But anyway... Hey. Shut up. You know how I am. But anyway, so I'm talking to his doctor and stuff, and I'm actually going to try and work with...
Hey.
What?
I love you.
Love you too, bro. But I'm actually going to try and get hooked up with a program through the state that'll actually pay me a salary to be a 24-hour-a-day live-in caregiver.
Ooh.
Be his primary caregiver.
Can you handle that?
Yeah, it's my family, dude.
Well, I understand that. I'm just saying, like, that's...
The only reason why I thought about doing it is because, one, I can't trust him to be by himself anymore. Two, he's my family, and I love him to death. Three,
I don't want some strange person
in there.
Oh. And that.
You know.
So that's four.
I mean, can you imagine how embarrassed you'd be with
somebody
else?
But I mean, it's
not your family, someone you don't trust, or someone you don't know, and you're...
It's their job, though. I would expect a certain amount
of
professionalism,
but it's awkward.
I would not expect them to, like, get off work and do a podcast all about the nasty fucking diapers and shit and semen and all that fun stuff. that they had to clean up, you know? I don't think it's...
Well, no, I don't have to do any of that or anything.
Well, fucking...
And they're actually talking to me about providing a you know, CNA of sorts to be there on call when I need them, you know, so I don't have to pick him up by myself, or I don't have to, you know, be completely by myself. I'll have help.
Well, that's helpful.
You know, but I'm going to be the one that's there.
Of course.
And you know what? I'd rather do that. I'd rather do that right now. So
I mean, if you can make this... You know, more comfortable for him.
Yeah, and as a family member, you actually don't have to be certified as a CNA or an RN or whatever. All you have to do is be certified.
Created of the Lord.
No. All you have to
certified
do is
certified by the Lord.
That too. All you have to do, which will never happen, so fuck it, never mind. No, anyway, all you have to do is be certified in CPR and first aid.
You don't, if you're related to the person you're taking care of, you don't gotta know shit. Doesn't matter.
Well, because you already know how to take care of the person if you've...
Well, yeah.
You know?
But you should have, well, I guess that's the basic CPR and that's...
Yeah, dude. A CNA, all they have to learn how to do, basically, is learn how not to be an asshole, embarrass the person, and fucking help move them around and shit, and be caring.
Whatever
happened to... It's my family, I'm already caring.
Yeah, no shit, huh?
You know?
Whatever happened to Life Alert? Medic Alert? Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. That
no,
fucking
dude.
Iconoclastic fucking epic just...
No, dude. Despite how much of a bitch you guys think I am, I'm really soft-hearted and...
No,
I,
yeah, definitely.
I'm a good person and my family is always there for me. And so I'm just returning the favor and being there for him.
Pass it down. Pass it along.
Take my family, man.
I know you
got to. What do you expect me to do?
You got to, S.A.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm going through some rough shit, and it sucks my balls.
Well,
I'm actually going to the hospital tomorrow to get power of attorney.
To pull the plug, if need be.
No. No, because I'm going to, hopefully he'll come out of this, so it'll just be a temporary power of attorney. But, you know, I need to be in control and taking care of his bills and shit and making sure shit's getting done. And so that way when he gets out, like, you know, nothing's all fucked up. So, you know, and he can try, you know, he can trust me with that shit. And he always has.
And he's got to have somebody that.
Funny thing is I was the only person on his fucking release of information list. Like, I was the only person that anybody was allowed to talk to about him.
Wow.
And I'm like, Wayne. I'm like, you need to put your sister on there. You need to put your fucking daughter on there. I'm like, you need to put my dad on there.
Yeah.
I'm like, I am sick and tired of being on the phone for hours explaining what's going on to every single fucking person.
You basically need to put everybody except for me on that list.
Right. Well, you know, and the funny thing is I talked to his primary nurse, and she's like, okay, I have all these people on his information list, his contact list. She's like, but you're going to be my go-to person. She's like, I also don't like explaining everything a million times. Awesome. She's like, and you're easier to get a hold of, and you're the one that he wants us to go to, so we're going to go to you. And I was like, all right, that's cool. I was like, I'm in town. I'm easy to get a hold of. Just call me. I'll be here.
Sometimes you're an asshole, but don't die. I mean, if you want to die, I guess go ahead, but for Dana's sake, just don't die. Not yet.
Yeah.
Today, my boyfriend proposed. He said we'd go pick up the ring tomorrow. Then he asked to borrow.
Get the ring before you propose, for fuck's sake.
No. Then he asked
to
borrow.
Unless you're having her make it.
$40 to get it out of pawn. Uh-huh. He pawned it when his ex gave it back to him. Fuck my life. I think I know who that was, honestly.
Wow.
Yeah. Wicked,
wow,
huh?
Dude, that's
it's wicked.
That's fucked up. That's why I get rid of all, like, when I got engaged and shit, I just got rid of the damn ring.
I threw him into the volcano, Mordor.
No, I pawned him. I got money for him.
Oh. I thought that's what you were supposed to do. I saw it in a movie once. Today at work, I was talking to a customer. She kept shaking her head no at everything I said. I asked what she was disagreeing with. She told me she has Parkinson's disease, teared up, and asked to speak to my manager. Fuck my life.
God. Awesome. That is awesome.
Are this would be really annoying. Ow.
Are you cool?
I'm cool.
You want an aspirin?
Today, I was taking a shower. When I got soap in my eyes, ow! I grabbed a washcloth by the sink and rubbed it in my eye.
It's filled with semen.
It had been soaking in bleach. Fuck my life. Now I'm totally blind. Totally. Today, my live-in girlfriend and I broke the fuck up.
Ouch.
See ya later. Everyone's breaking up, dude.
It's summer. It's the time of the season, man.
It's 2012, man.
Summer shit.
We don't want to be held back.
Yeah.
We got to be able to move quickly.
You only got so much time left, dude.
I know. Tick tock.
Got to go out and live life. To the fullest.
To the fullest extent of the law.
No being held down.
Fuck that.
Fuck that.
I ain't held down by shit.
Me either.
I do what I want.
Nigga, I do what I want.
I do what I want.
Bitch, I'm Labrina Brown.
She told me she can't leave because she has nowhere to go. I'm stuck with her until she finds a job and an apartment. Fuck my life. That would suck.
Yeah.
Could you imagine, dude? Like, I'm done being with you. Okay, well,
okay.
You can move out. Oh, no, but I'll still be living here until I decide to get off my lazy, quite fat ass and go.
See, and you offered for me to still live here. How weird would that be if we're living together and not together?
I don't know. I thought it would have been all right if, you know, you could have been cool.
I think
with
I could do it now, but, like, right then, no.
Yeah?
I'd have probably killed you.
You want to try and do it now?
No, I have somewhere else to be.
Oh, word.
I have to be where I just explained.
Today, my parents went out. I stayed home and vacuumed, dusted, and scrubbed to surprise them. They came home and yelled at me because it, quote, isn't my job. Fuck my
fuck
life.
My
fuck
life.
My parents. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, wow,
dude. Today, a 70-year-old guy started hitting on me at work. Yes.
Sounds like
Jackpot.
My family. Sounds like all the old men in my family. Hey, baby,
word
how
to
you
that.
Doing? Want to hold it?
And said I had a, quote, nice back end.
That's a compliment.
And, quote, nice front trunk.
So what?
Fuck my life. That's
old men can look, dude. They're not fucking. I mean, their shit might not work, but their brain ain't fucking good.
But
well, might be. But
what's
they still
with
know what looks good?
Well, yeah. But what's with the car references? Like, you're gonna get in her and drive her home?
Well, it's an old man. He's probably not trying to be rude.
Well, then just
or
say,
like,
"Hey,
completely vulgar,
miss. You have lovely breasts." That's all.
That sounds creepy,
miss.
Maybe he's really into cars. You don't know.
Check out the turd cutter on that motherfucker. Hit a head.
Oh, God.
Miss.
Maybe he's into cars. You don't know. Maybe trunks turn him on.
Maybe you're a
and a sweet
shined idiot.
Up front end is pretty hot to him. You don't know.
Oh, look at the dual exhaust on that, baby.
Oh.
Me. Shut up. Today, I found out that it's possible to be too nice. I tried to progress
hey.
My relate. What?
You have a sweet RV cam.
Hey,
you have a sweet radiator.
Oh, my Christ. Thank you.
It's awesome.
You got a nice set.
Overhead carburetor.
Hey, your titties.
That slap shifter on you? Yeah.
I'll give you a slap shifter. It's a two-stroke.
Oh,
I'm so tired, dude.
Anyway.
Right. I tried to progress. What? My relationship with a girl by sending flowers. A tried and true tradition when you're trying to bone down on the nice girl.
I think we boned down every time you brought me flowers.
I'm pretty sure.
Pretty sure.
There you go.
I like flowers. Sometimes.
It made her realize that I'm perfect. Just not for her. And that she wouldn't be able to give me enough in return. The flowers had the opposite effect of what I'd planned. Fuck everything and my life.
Ah, God.
Today I received a phone call while at the dispatch station for the Naval Hospital I work at. It was a woman having a panic attack. Full panty.
Nice.
Apparently, she couldn't plug her vacuum in and was more or less freaking out. I had to take her in anyway. Fuck my life.
I gotta fuck my life for you.
Oh, please.
I'm 24 years old in the prime of my life, and I'd have to take care of everybody else, and I don't take care of my damn self. Fuck my life.
Fuck your life, indeed.
Yeah, I need someone to take care of my ass, dude. Someone needs to make sure I'm doing saying. Good.
You take care of me.
I make sure everybody's okay, and then I totally forget about myself lately.
I will fuck you well, and you will enjoy it. and let me podcast and write rap. I'll write rap love songs.
Are you trying to get back together with me?
No, I'm not talking.
Like,
whoa.
What the fuck, dude?
Whoa.
I just need someone to check up on me and make sure I'm all right.
I mean, I could do that, but no, I'm just putting it out there that would be ideal.
Well, maybe you can talk to me more than just for the show and make sure I'm okay. You are still my friend. That would be nice.
Hey, Danny.
Hey.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Hey, Babs. How you doing?
You gotta make sure I don't lie to you, though.
Hey, you fucking lying to me, eh? Yeah. You's fucking lying to me's, eh? God. Get the fuck out of here, Babs.
Actually, jeez. I'm okay today.
Are you cool?
I'm cool.
Are you cool?
Shut up. Let's just do the fucking show, please.
Oh, right.
I'm...
Today?
Okay.
What?
Nothing.
You're in love, huh?
I am.
I wish you the best myself. Of luck. All right.
Dude, I'm too broken and completely fucking ruined for the rest of my... You fucking killed me for
fault?
My love, okay?
Is that all my fault?
I will
fault?
Never love again. Fuck love. What if it's me? I'm not putting myself in the position to be hurt again like that.
Hey. What? Would you ever love me again?
Love kills people, dude.
Love hurts.
And of course, I still love you, you asshole.
Hey. I love you, you asshole.
Yeah, I'm too. I'm damaged goods, man.
I hear ya. I cried my eyeballs out.
I might care about somebody. I spent some time on somebody, but I can't fucking love anybody.
It's cool, man.
I'm like hard as rocks now, dude. Fucking nobody's getting through this shit. Fuck you! I'm not loving anybody.
You want into this? Well, fuck you. You shall not pass.
All you guys out there are not going to trick me again, okay?
That's right.
I'm not going to fall in love and think you're the most amazing thing ever and
that's right.
Give you my heart. Because
you know what?
No.
Because you know what? I am still. So,
What? You're still what?
I'm still. I'm trying to sit still. Today.
God.
I accidentally deleted a very important video teaser for an event. I tried for 2 hours to put it back up, but I couldn't. Total fail. My boss fixed it later, and when he got back to the office, I said, quote, nice to see you, to which he said, quote, nice to see you, think you still have a job. That's awesome. Today, it's my 20th birthday. Happy birthday to me! My boyfriend threw a beer can through my back windshield after breaking up with me. Couldn't be better, right? Fuck my life. Filed under, I agree, your life sucks. Today, the only thing I like going to my job for is the satisfying bowel movement I usually have
getting
on my
paid
lunch break.
To shit Holla. Is amazing.
At least I'm really regular.
Okay.
Faux show. Faux show.
You get paid to do quite a few things. I'm jealous of that.
Well, break my fucking back doing these things. Shit. All right. Well, I got a couple stories before we get the fuck out of here. Are you ready for this? Spokompton. Spokeasy. The 50... What is it?
I have no idea. I don't
care. Code? What's the area code? Spokane represent, Nuggles. A Grant County woman has been arrested and stands accused of abusing her children and a neighbor's 2-week-old baby. And are you ready for this?
Yep.
Allegedly broadcasting it all live. On the internet! You fucked your kids up and somebody else's kid, a 2-week-old, and you streamed it live. And I bet it was the most popular thing in the fucking world.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's probably one of the feature shows when you log in. It's like, boom, check it out. Check out this shit.
Hey, you seen that? Well, check this out. No, this ain't that. Check it. Check this out. Court documents detail the charges leveled against Warden resident Pamela Ortega, which one veteran Grant County investigator called, quote, pure evil.
It's not that evil.
Pure evil.
More entertaining than evil to me, but I'm a very sick individual.
Yeah. Authorities say that Ortega has admitted to sexually abusing her 8-year-old daughter, holla, her 6-year-old son, holla, and a 2-week-old infant she was babysitting. You sick, disgusting fuck.
Third one's the charm. That'll break you.
What? You're a chick. Chicks don't do that. That's a dude's thing. That's fucking weird. I don't understand.
I'm sorry.
Grant County law enforcement agencies became aware of the abuse back in April when a source in Europe contacted the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, saying Ortega had offered her daughter to him for sex. Full sex. That's fantastic. Mother of the year. During an interview, Ortega admitted to police that she video chats with men online, various gentlemen in various, compromising positions, perhaps. Just all around bad news. Bad news.
Bears. Bad news bears.
Bad news
dude.
Fucking bears. Sad kittens. The whole rigmarole.
Kittens.
All
dude.
Of it.
The whole rigmarole.
The whole rigmarole.
All right, let's go ahead and
exploit children.
Get done with this show, dude.
During an interview, she admitted that they did that, and she would show her how he has sex with his daughters, ages 8 and 11. Okay. Disgusting. Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Email us info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is where all our shit's at. 406-204-4687. That's the show number. Call it live or leave a message. And 406-8481-SEX. That's my number if you want to text me and say hi. 1739. So follow us on Twitter, follow us on YouTube, stalk us everywhere on the internet, Facebook,
MySpace, small. Anything we have, everything there's out there, we have it. So there. You can find us anywhere.
It's all there.
Fucking find us.
So yeah,
to us,
and we'll
laugh
see
at
you
us.
Friday
it is.
Jamhole.com/donate. Hook a brother up.
Yeah, I need money.
All right, peace.
Later.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jamhole.com.